This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's your reaction to the Redskins telling Sue Cravens to stay away? He will not come back during the 2017 season. Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines open, 800-636-1067. Some of the reporting being done, Pro Football Talk, I think the leader in this regard, Ian Rappaport was hinting at this as well, is that the Redskins and Sue Cravens were on the same page about him showing back up on Tuesday, I guess. And at least according to PFT, I think, the Redskins may have blindsided Cravens by listing him on this new portion of the list they put him on to end his season. I don't know if I believe that. I don't even know if I care about any of that. Sue Cravens had 2 weeks to tell the team what was going to happen. Seems like there wasn't any dialogue, certainly with the head coach, Jay Gruden, said as much at the podium yesterday. Quote, I haven't heard anything from Sua or about Sua. I haven't had one conversation with him. The last time I talked to him was when he informed me that he was leaving, so that's all I know. And the only conversation that we definitively know that he's had is the one we saw him having with Doug Williams on the sideline at a USC game the day before he didn't go to the Redskins game in the same stadium.
This is from PFT. As the source explains it, Washington was aware that Cravens was coming back on Tuesday. Out of the blue on Monday, they shifted his status from exempt slash left squad to reserve slash left squad, ending his season. Cravens, we're told, wasn't informed that the team was planning to make the move until after the move had already been made. Then he goes on, later on, there's a rule that has you have to have a five-day letter, which means you have to report within 5 days. And because you couldn't do that, you couldn't just tell him, pack your stuff. Initially, when he made that announcement to you, they had to wait a little while. So instead of the 4 weeks that everyone kind of thought they had, they did wait a couple weeks. I think they changed their mind with this what happened this past weekend. I really do.
Wouldn't surprise me. To me, that sounds like Sue Cravens' agent or someone with Sue Cravens selling
yes.
his side of the story. There's two sides to every story. I'll bet you the Redskins would tell a very different one. I also have a hard time feeling bad about this portion of the story for Sue Cravens. Here's what I mean. I feel bad if he's going through some type of depression or anxiety or issue mm-hmm. where football became very secondary and he had just made it up in his mind that I got to get myself squared away. That I feel bad about.
Yes.
I don't feel bad if you're saying, well, I was going to show back up on Tuesday and now they're not going to let me. You left them.
You made your bed.
You walked away from the team. You waited until the day they cut their roster down and then sent a text message to a bunch of DBs saying you were retiring. They didn't force you to retire. They didn't ask you to leave the team. You left the team. And by the way, when you left the team, you told them you were leaving the team forever. And they said, please don't do this. Let's talk about this. Let's give you some time. So now all of a sudden you want to come back and they don't want to have you back just yet. And I'm supposed to feel bad for you? I don't. You chose to leave the team. Now, if something is going on with him from a mental or physical health standpoint, okay, I can feel bad for you in that regard.
Absolutely.
But not with how the Redskins handled this. I'm Team Redskins here, not Team Cravens. Don's in Ashburn. What's your reaction to this strange story?
Hey, real quick, Danny and Grant, I got to tell you that I did the waffles and fried chicken. I called you a couple weeks ago and told you about the food thing that I do on Sundays.
Ooh, yeah. I was wondering if you went Roscoe's chicken and waffles.
I did it. It was good. It was glorious.
So what are you going to do this week for the Raiders game? What's Oakland?
You know what? I haven't looked it up yet. And a lot of times, like I said before, if the region isn't really known for a certain food, I just kind of go with like a famous restaurant or a famous dish, something like that. So I'll figure it out. I'll actually be at the game probably too, but
I just Googled famous food in Oakland, unique or traditional foods.
Is there anything?
Nothing really pops up. There is a few restaurants here that are popular.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's known for anything all that great. Apparently,
yeah, it's kind of an eclectic area. It's got a lot of
enchiladas, green chili, smothered enchiladas, stuff like that.
Yeah. See, it's a glorious thing to do. You eat something different every week.
It is awesome.
Something new. So I think Skins are handling this the right way, and I think the worst thing they could have done was try to talk him out of this, because I think the guy was in a position where you need to point things out, let him make the decision for himself, just make sure that he's looking at all of the different angles And not contacting them within 2 weeks, I think he kind of made that decision himself. I mean, that's just ridiculous to go that long without reaching back out to them.
Well, let me clarify. Jay Gruden said he didn't contact him. I have no idea if he talked to Goose Allen or if he talked to Doug Williams. But the head coach of the team, whose number you have, who responds via text, he didn't contact the head coach. That's a problem to me. Sam's in Fairfax. Hey, Sam.
Hey, fellas. How's it going?
What's up, man?
Good.
Good. Listen, I think the Redskins are handling this perfectly, and I've been in sales management and a business owner my entire career. And once a salesperson comes to you and says they're not sure that this is what they want to do, they're not willing to put in the work, they're gone. I mean, I've tried to save people before just because of raw talent, and it always comes back and backfires. So I agree with what the Redskins are doing. It's, to me, a perfect analogy to business.
What is really the upside? Let's say Cravens did come back and played within the next couple weeks to luring him back to football. If his mind and his passion isn't 100% in it, I mean, is DeShazer Everett giving 1,000%? Not every bit as good as Sua Cravens might be.
I mean, here's the thing. You got to go back in Redskins history because Joe Gibbs had to fly to John Riggins' house to convince him to come back. And the upside was great. Super Bowls. And he was awesome. So sometimes it is worth it. But it's the type of thing where if I'm in charge, I would have lost John Riggins. You see what I'm saying? And then maybe that's a fault of mine. But I would have said if he doesn't want to be here, well, then screw it.
John,
you know,
Riggins,
what I mean?
Did it a little bit differently, though, than a guy that basically walked out after the rosters reformed.
I know it's not the exact same. I know
there was a great point made by Ross Tucker on Chad Show yesterday when he was just talking about Sua's mental state when he said, I've never heard of a guy going through the worst 6 weeks of the job to quit as soon as the fun part starts. And it's actually a great point. Imagine if we had a six-week span of our job that was just tumultuous every single year and no one looked forward to it, and that's basically what you have to suffer through to get all the perks the rest of the year, and then you quit 2 days after that six-week period had ended. That's basically what Sua Cravens had done. Kyle in Fairfax.
Hey, guys.
What's up, Kyle?
How's it going? I think that, you know, I don't know. A few years ago, this roster was constructed in such a way where, I mean, you knew the team was bad before the season started, but I think Doug Williams actually, not that I agree with everything he says, but he said before the year, this is probably the deepest roster we've had in a while. I mean, getting rid of RG3, they changed, you know, the drama element, at least from within the team. If you let a guy walk out and then come back on his own terms, what is that saying to the rest of the players? What if they have a bad week? Can I walk out and come back when I want? You can't do that, especially if you're actually trying to compete. But, I mean, think about the doors it opens for the other 53 guys. They're going to say he got special treatment. Oh, he wants to leave and come back? Why can't we do that? No one's thinking about the rest of the locker room and the example that it sets.
It's a really good point. Thanks for the call. And that's why I was kind of baffled. I saw some of the reporting being done where people were saying, well, he could play next week if he comes back on Tuesday. You're just going to plug him right back into the starting spot? Because he
wants
to be.
I didn't feel right either.
Yeah, no chance I would do that. You're earning everything. You're watching DeShazer Everett for a couple weeks. Sorry, dude. You're starting from the bottom again and climbing your way back up to the top.
And if you're willing to do that, right, then okay, we can talk about it. But I don't have time for the what else can we do for you? What else would you like to have happen so that you're comfortable again? If you don't want, you can't coach want to.
He made a big play last year, the pick against Eli Manning and the Giants on the road, week 3, first win of the season. He sealed it. Mason Foster this past week did what Cravens did a year ago. I don't forget that. He also only made 34 tackles, defended 5 passes, had a sack, and started 3 games.
And disappeared for 24 hours and didn't show up.
I mean, let's not pretend like this is Zach Brown or Ryan Kerrigan. I mean, this is a guy with a lot of potential who means something to the organization, but he hadn't done enough yet to warrant his own rules. 22 years old, he's not going to be playing at all this season. Our NFL power rankings next. Do my top 5 teams and Danny's top 5 teams look anything similar? We'll find out on Grant and Danny on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.